My name is Christine Kim, and we are here for another hour of the special CITR's annual 24 Hours of Student Power Broadcasting. So we started at 6 a.m. in the morning, and every single hour, you are going to be hearing a new host, and you're going to be hearing broadcasts of different student groups on the UBC campus over the airwaves all day long. So if some of you listeners already recognize my voice, my name is Christine Kim, and I'm usually the host for the Arts Report, which broadcasts Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Every Wednesday. And with me in the studio, I have another arts reporter who had contributed with actually a couple songs in our previous broadcast. Zach, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name's Zach, and I'm a part of the Arts Report, just a volunteer here to help out.
Yeah. And Zach, you're going to be basically you're going to be playing the entire playlist for today's hour-long special broadcast. What song are you going to start us off with for today?
I'm going to start us off with a song called Trouble Every Day by Mother's Invention.
Perfect. So here it is.
Well, I'm about to get sick from watching my TV. Checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to pray every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing around. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burning. And I'm watching it, I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it. Cause baby, I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it. And all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know, I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt. From checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt. Before the guys on channel so-and-so further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they'll be the first to tell. Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation. Black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me. And all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV. And all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. Each time you hear something we'll say, he wants to go and do you in. Cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him. No matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. We got to sit around at home and watch this thing begin. But I bet there won't be many left to see it really end. Cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart. And in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society, as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more. They'll watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Did you like the song, everybody? So we are back for another hour of 24 hours of student power on CITR. That means a full 24 hours of student broadcasting. We've got, obviously, talk radio. We've got music. We've got interviews coming up and radio documentaries, apparently. So for this hour, we've got two special student groups on campus that both Zach and I are going to be talking to. And we've got the first ones live in studio right now. Could you please introduce yourselves with your name as well as kind of what you do at the club that you're in?
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm the president of the musical theater troupe, and my position is administrative, and I choreograph and direct the musicals.
I'm Danica. My role is production manager, so basically I just make sure all the backstage stuff and all the designers have everything that they need to make sure that the show goes on smoothly.
Awesome. And how long have you guys been part of the club?
Oh, God. Like 3 years?
3 years. I've been president for 2 years, but the year before that I was actually in the shows.
Yeah, so like 3 years. I got tagged along the first year.
Gotcha. And tell me about what the club is doing right now, this term.
This term we're preparing for our final and biggest show. So that's our show at the end of March, and it's a Broadway production of Curtains.
Wow.
Which is a murder mystery, but it's more of a comedy than a drama.
It's really fun. We had our first table read yesterday, and our cast is amazing, and they're so well-suited for their roles that I just wanted to die of how great they were.
So tell me, it seems like such a big job to be putting on a Broadway musical here on campus. Tell me, like, how do you guys prepare for that, and how do you guys bring everything together? What are the different facets of production that, you guys as students have to take on?
Well, we only have two rehearsals a week because we understand that people are students and they have lives outside of musical theater. For the execs, I would say that, and actually the cast, that the biggest thing is how much we love musical theater, because honestly, when you love it as much as we do, it's not really a job and it's not a chore. It's kind of like the break you get from studying when you get to go off to rehearsal and put it together. We make sure that all of our rehearsals are really fun, and we make sure that the entire atmosphere is really fun. So yeah, when people need to come in and work and do the work, it doesn't feel like work, and you get work done a lot faster when people are having fun. So we usually try and pick musicals that we know people are going to enjoy doing.
On the more technical aspect, like, it involves a very large team to put something like this together. Like, our directing team alone is 7 people, and that's just like music, like for vocals, the band, the director, assistant directors, choreographers, and then there's a whole other production team, which I'm really excited about because we actually have a full production team, and it's about, I want to say, like 12 people. We need multiple costume designers, set designers, sound and light people, because we do put it on in a theater, an actual theater, which is really cool. So it's a very, very large production team, which matches our very, very large cast.
And tell me kind of about the students that are part of your guys' group. Is it generally mostly like theater and film students?
No. Actually, if anything, we only have one student, I think, in the BFA, and he's our assistant director. Actually, most of our students are science kids, engineers. We try, because we're the only musical theater club on campus, we do try to encourage anybody to join. So we get solder kids coming in, we get philosophy kids coming in, engineers, we get all a huge sort of people that are not doing musicals as their degree, but it's just something that they always love. So we kind of try and cater to that.
Yeah, and then designers, a lot of them are first-time designers, which is really cool. So we love giving everyone who had an interest an opportunity. A few of our designers are in the BFA design program, though, but they don't actually do the designing. They take on more of a mentorship role, so they'll help the people who have never done it before to learn so that they get more experience, which is really cool.
And tell me about your guys' own personal love of musical theater. Was that something that you guys nurtured like way before university, or was this something that you, after joining the club, learned that you really love doing?
Okay. I've been in musical theater since I could walk. So for me, it's been my whole life. I think when I was in kindergarten, I was in my first little Sleeping Beauty thing where all we had to do was wear pretty dresses and smile. But yeah, I've been in at least one musical theater production since first grade. So for me, it's been in it my entire life. My brother and sister are really, really big musical theater nerds. So it's kind of been like a family journey. We're always trying to be in school plays together. They were always leads. And yeah, it's a big part of my life for sure.
I didn't really know much about musical theater because I never actually took any theater in high school or anything. I grew up performing, but that was mostly for music, band and ballet and stuff like that. My sister was a huge musical theater nerd, and I was the mean older sister who tell her to shut off Wicked because she was blasting it at 11
p.m.
And then I got to school, and Kim, who is one of my best friends, was like, I'm joining the musical theater troupe. They need help doing hair and makeup. Do you want to help out? And that's how I got started. And they kind of converted me. And by convert, I mean they would chant one of us until I would join in. And I've just been
slightly
there.
Slightly disturbing.
Yeah. And so I've been there ever since. Yeah, they stole me.
And for anybody who's listening right now that is interested in learning more about your guys' club or even getting involved in the kind of different aspects of the team that you guys have, what should they do?
Definitely, first thing to do is to like our Facebook group, UBC Musical Theater Troupe, just because that is where all of our information goes out. And it's also, there's a way that you can contact us through that page. So that is definitely the best way to find out what we're doing. We have monthly open mic nights and that are open to everybody. That's for people who aren't able to commit to a full show. We try and have a lot of events where you can come in and still get a chance to sing. So those are every month. We also have a performing arts gala later in this term that will be a collaboration with other culture clubs on campus to try and just promote arts and culture on campus. And that is, again, open to everybody, where you can come, there'll be performances that you can come check out. There'll also be people there that you can talk to about performing arts clubs on campus, and then you would be able to, you'd be able to get more information and then potentially join next year.
Yeah, and if you always want to check out how much fun we're having in rehearsal or how ridiculous we are, just follow our Instagram or Twitter at UBCMTT, because the people in charge of those are great and they just post all the funny things.
Sick, at UBCMTT. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. My final question to both of you is going to be, so tell me how MTT, like being part of MTT, has impacted like just your overall experience at UBC.
Oh, I'm so glad that I joined MTT. It kind of became my life in a good way. Like, these guys aren't just my cast members and my production team. They're my friends. They're the people that I hang out with all the time. And because of that, rehearsals become more fun, and I get to be a part of a school that I know that there is an arts and culture community that I am a part of, which is really nice to know. And, yeah, the people who are in it are just great. I love being friends with everybody in this club.
Yeah, I mean, they have impacted me so much. Just we've met so many amazing people who do such great things, and I'm so incredibly thankful for their talent and their like work. And I also think, as people who have been trusted as leaders for the club, it's taught us a lot more about like responsibility and how to like communicate. So it's made us better adults to like sing and dance our hearts' content. But yeah, I very much think that we've definitely become like more responsible because of this club, and more like
and just more of a team, because like it's I didn't realize how important it was, like, and how difficult it is to work as a team and as a unit. And for a production, we all had to learn to do that, and we succeeded. And it was really interesting learning how to do that, because I guess in high school you got teachers to facilitate that for you, but to be put in positions where we had to make sure that that was going to happen was a really cool learning experience.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And I really do look forward to seeing your guys' year-end performance of Curtain.
It's going to be really good.
Thank you so much for coming in, guys. Zach, what's our next song for the show?
Our next song is going to be by Shad, and it's called New School Leaders.
I'm staring at the world's blankest page, white with all the angst and rage I can't convey. Just feeling so distraught and depressed as I imagine these lines filled with all the sick rhyme skill I thought I possessed. It's the pressure to produce, it's my process, it's slow. I got no mic presence and no progress to show. It's this project, it's so ambitious, it makes me wish that I could just sit and talk to a professional musician, cause maybe he could tell me if I got the talent. I just wanna shoot the gift. All I wanna do is spit so bad that it's sad, cause all I wanna do is quit when the pressure hits. Pondering the prospect of failure, I get left with this sick deep feeling most definite. I should sleep this off. Man, you can't be this off. Yo, where'd you come from? Listen, son, take those bed sheets from off your body. No time for rest. Don't just resign to stress. I'm the real MC that you wanted to find to test your rhymes and get all the thoughts in your mind addressed. So sit up a second, let me answer your questions. Open your eyes, you gon' make great music. Just open your soul and cats will relate to it. If you open your heart, at least you'll escape through it. Yeah, I'm scared that I will, but still no one will take to it. I guess that's why I'm stuck before this opening line, cause when my demo drops, it's gotta be blowing some minds. To make some dough with these rhymes, I must be showing a mind. What, deaf? Cause only the deaf need to go and get signed just to express themselves. You can get your wealth in other ways, I ain't trying to scam millions or get your love and praise, cause God gave man brilliance. Yeah, but why plan building if the most I'll ever do is rhyme for my grandchildren?
world of respect. You love to get, but you hate to earn. This time can be a blessing if you wait your turn and simply stay concerned with making sure you stay what you feel when you're lacing your reels and always elevating your skills. See, I've learned this staying determines what it takes to get ill, and real patience doesn't mean you sit and wait for a deal. Build with local cats, do the open mic thing.
There ain't none.
Then make some. You want to be an all-time great son, cool. Do your thing, but just recognize this. Success will make you happy at best. It make you rich at worst. It make you paranoid, bitter, and afraid. And either way, there's no use for cash in the grave. Promise a platinum plaque. So don't let your raps detract from the bigger things in life, because that's the trap, for real. Yo, tell me exactly how you got your props. One day I started working harder, just forgot to stop. If you don't stay on your grind, you'll probably rock the spot. Around the time pigs fly like some cops with hops. But man, I'll never match you, that's true. Who in the world can? Most of these cats can't even flow like Pearl Jam. Man, I'm just playing, but you gotta have confidence. What about humility? Well, I'm not saying be pompous, kid. Just recognize your ability, cause a real MC knows if he's competent. You feeling me? Well, are you feeling me? Like, do I got what it takes? Well, do you got a vision of purpose, a mic and some breaks? I know you got the passion, cause I can see it in your face, and that's already more than half of these cats is making tapes. I'm trying to be making tapes though. School ain't my thing, all I think about is rapping and making this happen. And I've been there, matter of fact, I'm still here. Let me get some cats on the mic to explain this to you real clear, fellas who can speak with authority. Listen,
a real MCs and DJs, I'm a minority.
No need for bougie crowds clapping their hands. Marketed for targeting charts with smart gimmicks from the fresh soul for sharp-witted and artistic.
Welcome back to the 24 Hours of Student Power, hosted by the Arts Report for this hour from 9 to 10 a.m. We're going to actually play you guys another song. This kind of episode, this hour of Student Power, is going to be a mixture of interviews with student clubs, like you just heard from the musical theater troupe, and just great music DJed by our very own Arts Reporter, Zach. So, Zach, introduce the next song for us, please.
The next song is going to be by Annie DeFranco, and it's going to be called Evolved. And it's about, like, coming out of your shell and realizing that you're worth way more than what people think you are.
Perfect.
Have moth outside my kitchen door. She's bonkers for that bear bulb, flying round in circles, bashing up in her exhaust, stalling out in the woods. She navigates fine by the moon, but get her around a light bulb and she's done. And she is trying to evolve. Oh, and I am trying to evolve. I'm trying to evolve. I'm trying to evolve. I'm trying to evolve. Fate, sex, God. Everyone has a secret. In a series of tantalizing vignettes, over 100 characters search for love and information.
They discover themselves and each other through tango, torture, and karaoke.
UBC Theater and Film presents Love and Information.
Written by influential and award-winning playwright Carol Churchill.
And directed by MFA candidate Lauren Taylor.
For tickets, visit theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to an hour of 24 Hours of Student Power. My name is Christine Kim, usually the host for the Arts Report radio show on Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. We have a lovely guest with us in studio. Please introduce yourself and tell us about the club that you are promoting.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. My name is Sam. I am the marketing coordinator for the UBC PhotoSog, that is the Photographic Society here at UBC. Well, we do everything photography. We're one of the only photography-centered clubs here at UBC. We've heard a lot of digital media clubs and everything, but we try to center mainly on everything that is basically related to the core of photography.
Hmm. And tell me about your own connection with photography. Has it always been a hobby for you? And kind of what made you want to get involved with the club?
Yeah, definitely. So when I grew up, I used to move around a lot. And it started as a way of documenting, like, my life and the places that I've been in. And it definitely turned into something that stopped being more just for fun and tended to look more towards what I really wanted to do. So it just became a way of sort of releasing and, I don't know, expressing myself.
And how many students are part of your club?
Well, we are about to reach our 200 members mark, which is pretty good. We've had like growth four times of what we had last year, which is fantastic.
And do you meet a lot of people in the club that find the same kind of passion for photography as you do?
Yeah, definitely. I've talked to so many people recently, especially during club stays, that came over to the booth and were just talking to me about like their experience with photography. And it was just fantastic to like hear how much people are interested in the art and in general in the process of it.
And to me, I mean, part of the reasons why I feel like I'm not as into photography as other people is because it's such an expensive hobby.
Some of
those lenses, those equipment. So like what would you say to people who like want to obviously, you know, get into photography, but like it's just so expensive.
I know it is. So at first I started when I was like 11 years old, and I started with a compact camera. It was tiny and it took definitely not very good pictures, but it sucks you in. It's a hobby that sucks you in. It doesn't matter. Like after a while, you'll just start shelling out for it. But definitely, if you want to start with photography and you see it as such a like big expense on it, then there are many like stores that rent out equipment, and also us, the PhotoSock. If you're a member, we like rent out equipment if you need it. Yeah.
Tell me about the resources that you guys provide for your club members, especially with your guys' studio space as well.
Yeah, definitely. So we have three different tiers of membership to divide sort of like what sort of not necessarily your skill, but what you need from us as a club. So the first tier usually gives you like events and workshops, which we're planning for like the year and the term. And the second tier gives you access to our studio and as well to our equipment. So you are able to rent whatever we have on our stock for you and also rent ours and in our space studio. And our third tier, if you're interested in film photography, we have a darkroom, and we're currently using the visual arts department studio darkroom.
Very cool. What is a darkroom?
A darkroom. So I don't know if you're familiar with the process of film photography, so basically before digital came in, obviously you need something where the image goes, and it was based basically on a sort of paper that you had, like that was very receptive to light, because that's basically how photography works.
Right.
And that paper has to be developed, it has to go through a process by which like the image will come out. And that's what you do in a dark room. A dark room is basically just a dark room, as its name says, in which you put the paper through different processes and chemicals to develop the image.
Huh. That's really cool. And tell me about some of the special upcoming workshops that you guys are going to be hosting this term that people can be looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely. So we have coming up a workshop on how to edit with Photoshop and Lightroom for digital photographers and as well for phone photographers. Our marketing director will be hosting a workshop on how to edit on your phone with apps such as VSCO and Snapseed. which is pretty great. And we also have, so those are the two workshops that we have planned so far. And we have an event coming up this Sunday, 29th. And it will be at Queen Elizabeth Park. We're just going to go around and take pictures. And it's free even for non-members.
Very cool. And for yourself, I'm curious, where do you like taking photographs the most?
It really depends. Because you find things to take pictures of everywhere. I am a very big fan of taking pictures of people as well. I am very into portraits and taking pictures of people that I know. It just gives me such a joy to see them and, like, capture them in, like, great moments. And also as well, it's just I find, like, I don't know, like, release in taking pictures of, like, beautiful landscapes as well. Just architecture. It's just fantastic.
And I mean, Vancouver as a city, it's so, like, transfused with nature. And
it definitely
so
is.
I can see how that would be really beautiful to capture. And I'm curious, do you find, what kind of academic backgrounds do you find that a lot of people in your club have? Is it, like, a pretty diverse range? And for yourself, is what you're studying relevant to this hobby that you have?
Yeah. So I think it's we have a pretty diverse membership. We have a lot of people that come in saying that they're from science, from arts. I'd say basically we have a lot of art students generally because they're less coveted about, like, being part of, like, an art group. They feel more like they can do it. But it's definitely a group that, like, it's a club that doesn't necessarily require you to have any skill. We teach you guys how to use everything. Mm-hmm. So it generally is open for everyone. So our membership is very diverse. And personally, I am a second year going into economics and political science.
Really?
So it doesn't really attach to photography as well as other probably would, like visual arts or anything. But I am very interested in photojournalism as well, so it could be a background for that.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, are there any photojournals on campus that you can submit your works to? Was there one called Inside Out?
I think it's Outside In.
Okay, I was so close.
You were there. Yeah, it's Outside In. They're usually... I actually went to one of their events, I think, last semester. No, it was last year. They had two speakers, and they were bringing out their new issue of Outside In. They're a pretty great group. I haven't actually contacted them or, like, talked to them a lot, but, yeah.
Well, that's what kind of today's for, connecting and promoting different student groups. Well, like, seriously, thank you so much for coming in to tell us more about the club. And my final question for you is, how do you think that you being part of that club has impacted your student experience here at UBC?
Well, it definitely broadens your, like, view on how many people, like, you are studying with and how much of a service you can provide to, like, those around you. How much of, like, something aside from the studies that you can provide people on, like, help and in general just events that will make them sort of happier about, like, being inside of UBC, aside from, like, the beautiful campus, but it definitely, like, helps you out in, like, realizing that there's a lot more aside from studies here, that there's ways to get involved that can help you out in so many more ways.
Yeah, kind of give you a nice break too.
Yeah.
Those were all my questions, but Zach, my trusty co-host and DJ, do you have any questions for our lovely guest? All right, perfect. Well, then can you give us the next song for the fabulous playlist that you've been playing for us so far? What can we look forward to listening to next?
The next song is going to be by Tame Impala, and it's a song called Be Above It. So it's for all those times when you feel like you're getting down and you're thinking about all the world's problems, just remember, be positive, and you got to be above it to proceed or progress. I mean, here it is.
Gotta be above it.
And we've got another song coming right at you to keep you guys in the spirit of student power today. We really hope that you will continue to listen. I mean, Zach and I are still going to be playing songs and talking about student involvement on campus for the next 20 minutes. So without further ado, Zach, what's our next song?
The next song is going to be called Peace on the Rocks by Chad Van Galen.
Awesome.
The December 2016, January 2017 issue of Discorder magazine is out now. We managed to record CITR student executive president Shay McConkie's first glimpse at the new issue.
Whoa! That's funny.
Open one up yourself to read interviews with Walgren, poet Adele Barclay, Jakin, Kim Wardle, Dad Thighs, and a guide for playing shows in America, amongst other goodies. Plus, live show reviews of The Body, Hannah Epperson, and album reviews of Monomyth, Daniel Terrence Robertson, and more. Thanks to this issue's advertisers, whom we love dearly, Live Van, Geist, Steam Whistle, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, Mint Records, Nightwood Editions, Audiopile Records, The Astoria Vinyl Records, The Wise Hall, and Jazz Records. Grab a copy around town or read the issue online at discorder.ca. Maybe our best issue ever.
Most likely. I would say like high chance of best edition ever. Nobody told me did
it
on my
own. It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And now we are slowly beginning to wrap up at least this hour of the 24 hours of student power. We've got our last 10 minutes left. And Zach, tell me about this playlist of songs we've been listening to throughout this show. Tell me what inspired you to create it.
Well, what inspired me to create it was, I guess all the songs have kind of had a theme, more or less being like realizing what's going on within yourself and what's going on around you. And like some of the songs are like telling you, it's like about evolving, being above like negativity, like, but still like realizing that there is negative things going on around you and what, I don't know, just how to like, I don't know, progress when those things are around you. So like, you know, like the last song is like Peace on the Rise, like, you know, you can see the peace in people's eyes, and you know that like there's going to be something better. You just got to like let go of this negative thing that's holding you back. And like same with like the Tame Impala song, be above it, like, you know, stay happy, like, you know, stay above all the drama and everything. And same with the Annie DeFranco song Evolve, how she's like trying to evolve into like herself and a better person, and like, you know, trying to create this movement, you know, with others, you know, like, you know, think about what you're doing, you know.
And on that theme, I mean, that's such an uplifting and like super encouraging theme. What's the next song that you've got for us to play?
The next song is going to be by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and it's called Funny Friends.
So thank you, everybody, so much for joining both Zach and I on this hour of 24 Hours of Student Power. Please do try and stay tuned for the rest of the day, because this entire day is about student broadcasting, and there's going to be more interviews apart from just, you know, the musical theater troupe that we interviewed and the UBC Photographic Society. There's going to be games, there's going to be documentaries, more awesome music, and yeah, before in our last few couple minutes, Zach, what did you think about the interviews and the hour that we just had?
I enjoyed the interviews because I didn't know anything about neither groups. Like, I wasn't like really sure I knew what musical theater was, but like I didn't know like it was that easy to become involved in it. Same with the photography groups as well. Like, I didn't know it was like that accessible on the campus, and you can just go there and be a part of it. So I thought that was pretty neat to learn about it myself, because I had no idea. So I'm pretty sure other people probably had the same feeling.
Yeah, no, it seems, I always think that it's a lot harder in concept, like to join clubs and to get involved on campus, but it really isn't. For yourself, what has your experience been like getting involved on the UBC campus?
Before I got involved, I always wanted to like help out and do things on the radio. And I had no idea where to start. So, like, because I had just moved to Vancouver probably like 7 months ago. So I was like asking people around the city, I was like, well, what do you have to do? Where do you go? How do you start? And I ended up meeting someone who happened to work for a CITR. And he was like, you just go there and you like do the courses and like you learn all about the radio station. And then as soon as I got here, it was like day one, they were giving me tasks and like telling me what to do, how to do it. And like, so since then, every week I like try and come in and like, you know, be a part of this, because I want to see where the arts are going. I want to like, you know, be a part of the art culture and you know, I want, you know, see things that are relevant in our like our community. And like, I want to see like the young people, you know, trying to like progress within this community of art. So, and I want it to keep going as well. So.
And personally, for your interests, like, I mean, obviously it's clearly music, but like in Vancouver particularly, have you been getting involved in the music scene, and have there been any student groups on campus that you're interested in reaching out to?
Well, in Vancouver, I mean, kind of getting involved into the music scene. I do enjoy going to tons of local shows, and I mean, I'm going to a local show this Friday. So, I mean, I'm doing my best to like, you know, find my like niche within the city. And it's kind of hard in certain ways, because if you don't know anyone, you don't know where to begin. But I think if you just show up to a show and, you know, people are going to be accepting to you just because, you know, you went out of your way to come to this local band that, you know, the band probably thinks no one knows who they are. But when you go there and you're like, you know, enthusiastic about it, I mean, I think that shows a lot, and it like definitely helps out the scene, just because, you know, more people will come because of you went, and you'll tell more people and those people will tell more people. And as far as like more things on the school campus, I'm still new, so I'm not really sure where to go after this. I mean, I'll keep sticking around CITR and see what happens with that and see what can blossom from there. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, for sure. And the Arts Report is so, so grateful to have someone so knowledgeable and into music as you are. And so I'm particularly excited to hear what our very last song of this hour is going to be. Zach, tell us what our closing song will be.
The closing song will be Safe in the Womb by Angel Olsen. I think she just has a spectacular voice, and I do hope you guys enjoy this song. It's a little slower, but I think it's a great song.
So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for this hour. Obviously, stay tuned for the rest of the broadcast as much as you can, and you'll find Zach and I back on air on Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Hosting the Arts Report.
I was safe when I was in the womb. I was warm when I was wrestling to get out.